I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative. Toronto votes this October. In the lead-up to the 2022 municipal election, CGRU is reaching out to all candidates in the downtown wards. Today, Dan Cortez Manalo joined CGRU to discuss his decision to run for Ward 13 Toronto Centre. He is a longtime resident of the ward, and he hopes to usher in tenant rent subsidies, affordable public transit, and enhance community safety.
I am Dan Cortez Manalo. My profession is certified public accountant. And I am a retired state auditor back in the Philippines. So I worked in the government for 28 years before coming to Canada. In Canada, I used to work as accountant and staff auditor as well. So my last work was in just this year. I just retired in April 30. So when it comes to experience, that's the reason why I run for a seat in council, is to share with Toronto my skills learned, though not all of my skills were learned in Canada, but most of the significant skills were learned in the Philippines as a in the government of the Republic of the Philippines. So this includes review of government budget, to appropriations, and to allocations of those appropriations. And one thing, I have special skills on which projects, programs are to be given priorities, especially if the available resources are limited. And in Toronto, I'm running in Ward 13. The very reason is I have been an advocate for a renter advocate. What I wish is if I am elected, I will push for the renter subsidies. Not only the renter subsidies, but also for the dental and vision subsidies. I will also look to push about the safety of PPC riders. I don't want to that incident. Maybe everybody else knew about that the woman pushed another woman in the subway train track. So that should not be happen if the platform is secure. Mm-hmm. And another important priorities. I will keep time if I will be elected as councillor is more shelters for the homeless. But of course, we have to classify these homeless because for me some are friendly, while some are making annoying noise, especially at midnight. They are shouting. And I know they should have a proper house for them with a medical service is obviously needed. And for those who are friendly and quiet, maybe you can they can be housed in the neighborhood. Another top priorities I had is the enhancement of community and pedestrian safety. Maybe we are all aware that every now and then there is a fatal accident right at the very corner of the intersections. The last one I have heard in the news was in Bay and College. It was dragged by an old person was dragged by a car up to 100 meters without knowing that the driver already overran a person. So that's very disappointing and very actually my heart moved to pity once I heard about that, I read about that news. That's all for now for that introduction.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Pete, when did you make the decision to run for Ward 13? Why did you feel like it was the right time to want to be a city councilor?
Within this area, every now and then that I go in the street, I see the homeless people. Even at late night. That's why I am wondering that why the government apparently neglecting them. Because I live in the area close to Jamestown, and Ward 13 is as far as north of Esplanade, west of Parliament, east of Bay, and south of Church Street. This is really a huge jurisdiction. So on the side of south, I don't have any. What I observe there, especially when I go to the church, when I pass by the public park, because I am not a smoke, I'm not a smoker, I never smoked in my life. The park smells smoke like weed. So the park purpose is partly defeated. So instead of the people, the general public will enjoy those parks. Sometimes they prefer to, mostly they prefer to waterfront. But so the government there is wasting money for this park, but they are not utilized at the maximum. In fact, I read the budget of the city. They allocated 175.5, more or less 175.5 million for the maintenance of all this park. So I'm not saying that they are apparently abandoned or part apparently not properly maintained, but when you see this parking, public park being mostly utilized by smoker of weed, and of course people are scared going there, especially those who are not smoking like me. So For me, if I will be elected as councillor, there should be some prohibition, not just open to everybody. What I'm saying, it should be for the public. But because of those mentioned, some people are scared going there. Just I am one of them. I am scared going to a public park because I don't feel comfortable when some are smoking weed.
Okay. So for my next question, I'd like to know that, so Kristen Wong Kam, they were the city councilor for quite some time in Ward 13 and the former Ward 27. They're very popular, a trusted voice for the community and its residents. In your opinion, how can you earn this voter's trust that's been so used to Kristen?
Actually, for me, this is my analysis. Some people vote for one particular candidate. It's because they don't have actually a candidate, and they just follow the trend. If they always see the councillor's name Christine, most likely they will just vote for the Christine. But in reality, they don't have even an idea why they are voting for the councillor. And that is the reason why in my campaign materials, I wrote down my top priorities why I am running. Not just my name. And as you can see, I have been here for more than 10 years. So how many times I already voted? They only put their name, and after that, I don't see any cause why they are running. So most likely that happened.
Okay.
But this time around, whenever I handed my campaign materials to a person, to an individual, and then he or she will look at my name, and then it said Dan Cortez Panalo. So I will tell her or I will tell him that is not the important. What is important? Please read the thing at the back. Then he or she are surprised, and they will read all my top priorities, and then they are all a smile. And because all of these are doable, they are not just dream, they are doable. Like for instance, tenant rent subsidy, affordable PTC rates, and free fares to all Toronto senior residents, safe passenger platforms in every subway station, enhancement of community and pedestrian safety, free weekend parking to boost local tourism and local businesses, more shelters for the homeless, and dental and vision subsidies for those without insurance. These are my top priorities. Of course, if I would be elected, they are not only limited with those mentioned.
All right, great. So it's good. You already went through quite a few of the platform questions I did have that you did send to me. So I'm just going to go on to the other issues and concerns in Ward 13. So for my next one, I'd like to know your thoughts on police funding and whether it should be reformed.
Just skip the budget, because without the police, who will keep the surroundings and community peaceful?
Mm-hmm.
If you will slash their budget, how can they do their responsibilities?
Okay. For my next one, I'd like to know your thoughts on 2S LGBTQ plus rights and concerns.
Actually, I like these people. In fact, my next door neighbor, they are a member, and they are happy people. And if elected, I will always support their program. And in fact, look at Church Street. It's most of the time at night, I am always at Church Street, because the distance from us, the Church Street, is only the Jarvis. So in summer, I love to go there, especially when there is Pride.
Great. So for my next question, I would like to know your opinion on the strong mayor system and how you will work as a counselor to maintain accountability on the mayor.
I just read about it's just a brief headline. I remember that was it 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago, the city mayor has the authority to fire chief of every division, or to fire out every division chief. Still, I don't have opinion on that until I know because sometimes news is only a piece of pie, it is not the whole thing. Mm-hmm. So I don't have idea about that unless why it's like that and why it's not like that.
Okay.
So for now, I am not in a better position to make comment on that.
With the time we have, what would you like to tell voters about you and yourself in the lead up to the election, and why should they vote for you?
If Dan Cortes Manalo win in this election, you can assure the office of Dan Manalo, with his Ward 13, is open to everyone, not only for the people of Ward 13, but for all Torontonians. And if elected, those mentioned my top priorities, even though my terms end, you will all be benefited. You are the beneficiaries. Like, for instance, I had said renter subsidies for the senior people. They would have a free fares in the TTC, not the discount rate only. And for the businesses within Toronto, you will have more customer at weekend because families will love to go in downtown without worries of their parking. Because that is an experience in me. Sometimes we are worried where to park, you know. So we always postpone our gatherings in one of the restaurants. Most of the time we gather at the Red Crab. This is not a commercial. We always go in the Red Crab or in the the restaurant just across the Project Management School. And of course, importantly, the more shelter for the homeless. This is for the people of Toronto Center, Ward 13. Please choose for me, and I will be working for you. Thank you, and this is Dan Cortes Manalo.
Great. And how can voters learn more about your campaign?
I distribute my materials on a door-to-door basis. So, although I know this is really a huge area, most likely I can only deliver within one third part of this Ward 13, because I am doing this by myself and one volunteer. So to show you that I am really a hard worker from the start, from the campaign until I will sit in the city council, I will be a hard worker.
All right, great. So my last question, are there any other final thoughts you would like to add?
Yes. Please, to all the constituents of Ward 13, please. This is the time to choose your counselor properly, so that whoever won this Ward 13 will work for you, will represent you properly and effectively in the city council. If you will choose me, Dan Cortez Manalo, I will effectively represent you in this Council of the City of Toronto.
That was Dan Cortez Manalo, candidate for Ward 13, Toronto Centre. Toronto's municipal election is scheduled for October 24th. I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative.